Welcome. It's about 5 p.m. now on Saturday, March 16th, 2024, and this is the 2024 annual business meeting of the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. This is Frank Welty, CAAVL's current president, and I welcome everybody here. We seem to have a good flow of people coming into the meeting. So why don't we start by seeing who's here? First of all, this is again Frank Welty, president. I haven't heard Jeff Tom yet. Is Jeff Tom here?
I'm here.
No. Oh,
Yeah,
he
Jeff
came in
Tom
about
is here.
3 or 4
Yeah.
minutes ago.
Yeah, he's here.
Larry Gassman, our secretary, is here.
I am.
Denise Weddle, our treasurer, has a schedule conflict. She has mass every Saturday at 5:30, which is where she should be.
That's right.
And then Christy Crespin is oh our and Christy Crespin is here. Is Vivian Younger here?
Yes, hi.
Yep.
Good. Okay, and let's see who else is here. First of all, if your last name begins with the letters A through D, tell us who you are.
Bob Acosta here.
Bob Acosta.
Ed
Crespin.
Margie.
Ed Crespin.
Margie Donovan.
Margie Donovan.
Steve Bauer playing host.
Steve Bauer, host. Very good. All right, and now letters E through H. Last name of E through H. All right, then we'll go to E through L.
David Jackson.
David. Anybody else last name up to L? Is Connie Bateman here, by the way?
Connie is
I'm
here.
yeah,
Yeah,
she
Connie
is.
Bateman.
She was just
She's
looking
muted.
for her.
She left. She's coming
She's
back.
left.
She probably couldn't unmute.
Okay, all right. And
And
then,
Lorraine
yes,
Brown is
Lorraine
here
Brown is
too.
here.
Lorraine Brown is
Oh.
here. All right. And then up through the letter P, last name.
David Mandel.
Yes.
Olivia Ostergaard.
Olivia, hello.
I.
And then now the rest of the alphabet.
Nicolette's
Well,
here too.
Nicolette Noyes is here.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Yes. I
Nicolette
was almost going to
Noyes.
say Nikki Noyes for Larry, but I
Thank
decided
you so much.
not. Okay, and then and who else? And who else is here?
That's it.
Rest of
Connie
the
just came
alphabet.
back
Am
in.
I like the only person here with above the letter O? Is it...
Yeah, I guess so.
No, no.
Oh, Jeff is here. Yeah, Jeff
You
is
mean
here.
below the letter
Yeah.
O?
That's why you're president. You're representing the whole last,
That's right,
the
part of
whole
the
last part of
alphabet.
That's right.
You have the
All
weight
right.
of the whole
All
last
right.
part of your
Yeah,
alphabet on
that's
your
right.
shoulders.
And I don't have to worry because both of my initials are N.
Yep,
Oh,
that's me too with
Vivian.
C.
Vivian's here.
Yeah, Vivian's here, but Vivian already.
Oh,
Vivian
yeah.
people here.
All right, so we definitely have a quorum, and I will periodically check in to see if there's anybody that comes in as we go along who didn't get a chance to introduce themselves at the beginning. But we will go ahead and get started. First of all, the agenda went out early this morning, finally, and I did get one correction on the agenda, is that I needed to include the Office of
Hang on, hang
Secretary.
on. We're hearing background
It's
noise from
gone.
John.
It's gone.
Oh,
It's
thank
gone.
you, Larry.
I didn't do it. Probably
Oh,
Steve did.
thank you, Steve.
All right.
Sorry.
We're adding the we I forgot to include the Office of Secretary on our list of elected offices that we're going to cover today. So that's been added. Are there any other items that we need to add to our agenda
No,
today?
it's practically a new board.
Yes, All right, then we will.
Did you just go mute, Frank?
No, I'm just writing something down.
Oh.
There we go. All right, so I will accept I'd like a motion to adopt our agenda for this evening.
So moved.
Second.
Oh, it's Bob and...
That's and who is the second?
No, I got Larry.
Larry for this motion, and who was the second?
Several of us did.
Was first.
It was Bob.
I think.
Okay. I heard Bob. He was a breath before Bob. Margie and me.
All right. And is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adopting this agenda, say aye.
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 Okay. And so we have our agenda. Next item is that we had the January 20th business meetings where minutes were sent out. I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as published.
The minutes.
Minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Bob.
Did I do it again? I'm sorry.
He did.
Quick Bob. Draw Acosta.
He's beating me to it.
I'll be sorry.
All right. And is there any discussion? Is there any discussion of the meeting of the minutes? Any corrections? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as published, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Our January minutes are approved.
Thank you, Larry.
And thank you, Larry, as always, for excellent minutes.
Yes.
All right. And now we received the latest treasurer's report from Denise Weddle.
Margie moved the acceptance.
Second. Margie and Christy.
Margie and Christy. All right. Is there any discussion of the treasurer's report? Hearing none, all in favor of accepting the treasurer's report as published, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Abstentions? The treasurer's report is accepted. And now we move to the president's report, and I'm just going to be very brief. First of all, I want to thank everybody who's here today. We have a nice turnout, a good group of people here, and hopefully some more will show up during this hour. And I'm going to be working with our committee chairs to get our committees more active. And so if you want to join a particular committee, do let me know. Also, I would encourage each of us, myself included, to bring a friend to see AAVL this year. You know, as we very well know, there are thousands and thousands of people in California who are not currently involved in the council in general and in CAAVL in particular. So we have lots of opportunity to meet people and make new friends. And as we well know, the largest cohort of people who are blind and visually impaired fall into the mature age group. So that means that there is a huge cohort of people who can fit into our organization and help to move its work forward and who can benefit from our work. So I encourage you to reach out and bring some friends in. And many of you have over the last 4 years done just that. And I thank you very much. And let's all get together and do that. If each of us bring a friend in, we'll have a much stronger organization in a year from now. All right. Now we're going to get down to something more substantial. And that is that it is time for us to have elections. So first of all, I want to thank our nominating committee, Larry Gassman and Connie Bateman, for your work in preparing to give us a nominating report. So I will turn the floor over to you to give us our report, and then your report, and then we will proceed with the election.
And I am here, Frank and Larry. I just had a heck of a time on both my phone and the computer.
Oh, no.
So I've set a world record now.
So we had quite a bit of discussion, and we want to make sure that everybody knows, and most of you are veterans, so you do know, but based on what the slate is going forward, if you actually ask to be included on the slate and you were not, you certainly still have time to run from the floor as well. And we hope that those of you interested in doing that will do that, because it's always much more fun than a non-contested election. So we had several different offices this year, and the slate has been erected now. And so we have actually gotten to the, I'm hearing it echo. I think it might be my phone. Okay. We have nominated Jeff Tom to continue as vice president. Somebody quit as secretary, so we have actually asked Kristen Crispin to do that, and she has asked to be nominated for that position. And there's one more board of director, I believe.
Well, there's the treasurer,
the treasurer and the board of director. The treasurer
and the seat that's currently held by Christy.
Yeah,
correct. So the treasurer, Denise, has accepted and will continue for another term. And we have added her to the slate. And the final board of director is Bob Acosta. And those are the people that the committee has recommended for this slate.
Thank you. And there are the slate of nominees. Again, we're going to now hold elections, and anybody is welcome to be nominated. You can nominate yourself. There's no problem with that here. So everybody is welcome. I love contested elections. It's healthy for the organization. I also like, anyway, so we've got a great bunch of people in this organization. So let's begin. First Mr. position is Vice Margie. President. Margie, yes.
I would just like to make sure that if anybody's going to nominate somebody else, that they have their permission.
Very good point. Yes, that's always very important. Yes, thank you, Margie. All right, so we begin with the office of Vice President. The name of Jeff Tom has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Somebody's hand went up. No?
Second, are there any other nominations? Last call for nominations.
I'd like to move that nominations be closed and that we accept Mr. Tom by acclamation.
Second.
All right.
Oh, you don't have to second it, right?
No, you don't.
I know, I forgot.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded that we close nominations and that we accept Jeff Tom by acclamation as our vice president. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say no. Abstentions. Jeff, you're stuck. Would you like to make any comments?
Yeah, thanks everybody. In some ways, I don't feel like I've been as good a vice president for CAAVL as I need to be, and so I'm going to try to prioritize CAAVL the way I feel I have prioritized AAVL. So hopefully I'll do better in the next round.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Now we move to the one-year position of secretary to fill the position for which from which Larry Gassman is graduating after 4 great years. And so the name of Christy Crespin has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations? Last call, nominations. Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to close nominations and elect Christy Crespin by acclamation. Is there such a nomination?
I so move that we close them.
Second.
Libby. Second.
Was that Libby?
Yes.
Don't have a second.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. All in favor of electing Christy Crespin as our new secretary for 1 year, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions. Christy Crespin is elected. Christy, will you say a few words?
All right. I appreciate your vote of confidence in me. I hope I can fill half of Larry's shoes, and that'll be good enough because he's super. And anyway, I believe in CAAVL, and I want to see us grow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I know that you'll do an excellent and thorough job in that position, as you always do. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to the position of treasurer, where Denise Weddle has been nominated to continue in another term. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Any nominations? Last call for nominations. I'll accept a motion to close nominations and elect Denise Weddle by acclamation.
So moved.
Second.
Universal motion and second. All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Abstentions. Surprise, surprise, Denise is back.
My goodness.
Well. Wow.
I can't even begin to say how much I appreciate Denise. And
you're here.
All that she does with and for us.
Absolutely.
And always has.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. And now we move to our director position, which now that that position is now going to be open because Christy can't wear two hats.
Well, I could, but they wouldn't fit very well.
No, it's not fun. Yeah.
She's got a lot of hats anyway.
A lot of us have more than one hat. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh boy.
All right, and the name of Bob Acosta has been placed into nomination for the office of director. Do we have other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations? Last call for nominations.
Margie moves that nominations be closed and we accept Bob by acclamation.
Second.
You don't need a second.
No.
All right. It's been moved that we close nominations and that we elect Bob Acosta for director by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no.
Put him to work, Frank. Put him to work.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. I don't think I have
to worry
about
that. I just
want to
say thank you, dear friends. At least you have one old guy on this fine board. You're young. But thank you so much. I'm very honored.
I'm catching up with you there, Bob.
I'm trying to remember. I guess Frank's still the youngest.
Yeah, he's still
Yes, absolutely.
I, I believe so, yes. Very good. So we have our, and then of course, Vivian Younger will continue in her, and for another year in her term as director. Mm-hmm. And because we're less than 6 years old, we have had nobody term limit out yet. But there we are. So yeah. thank you for those of you who stepped forward and made yourself available for a nomination. And for those of you who are completing your service, again, thanks for your great service. And now we move on to committee reports.
Well, I'll give mine since nobody is stepping
Why
up.
Why don't we do? I was going to ask you. So let's start with advocacy and government.
I am not going to do my traditional report on state legislation today. I figure there'll be other times to hear it at the convention, although I think it's really important. I hope that, you'll be there to listen to it, because we have some great bills, I think, this time. Our drug labeling bills is really important to CAVL, I think. But mm-hmm. I do want to report on some AAVL activities that we don't always talk about. And I think we have really been working hard to amend the Older Americans Act, which has to be reauthorized this year by the end of September, unless they just don't do it and they continue it like they sometimes do. And push it off till next year.
That's the prize.
Yeah, that happens. But we want to, one of the problems that we have had is that there's very little to any references to blindness, to vision rehabilitation services, to low vision.
Surprise.
In the Older Americans Act.
Yeah, that's right.
And it makes it very, well, very difficult, i.e. much harder for the AAAs, who are the ones that get all the money under the Older Americans Act all over this country, to then they allocate that money for various programs like Meals on Wheels and the health insurance counseling program, other things. And you have to be a real bulldog like Nancy Miller from New York. And actually, I have to say, Sherry Razor of my own Society for the Blind, to get money from a AAA, it just doesn't happen very often. And I think to some degree, in our case, we sort of fell into it from what I've heard. But I'd say, 1% of our, older individuals who are blind agencies and states get, and city programs and all that, get money under the AAA. Mm-hmm. So we want to, for that reason, and because AAAs have a horrendously bad reputation of knowing what blind people can use, what they need, what's available for them, and for, urging the senior centers that they give money to be welcoming places for our population. Mm-hmm. Often they don't provide materials and accessible formats until we sort of scream at them. So mm-hmm. for all these reasons, we want to show that blindness and low vision is a real social determinant of health. And we have lots of data now that we've gotten on that. We want to mention how important vision rehabilitation services are to seniors throughout the United States. And so we have been advocating with mostly senators at this point, and hitting hard the senators in the group. There's a group of eight that are working on marking up the bill, and soon there will be a House group. Those of us who are back in D.C., we talked a little bit about that to some of our representatives, and there's one or two, I think, that are very interested in the Older Americans Act. And we don't know if any Californian House members will be in this important group of eight they're going to name. But if they are, we will hit them hard, because we have been getting some traction, more than I think, our guru at senior and education lobbying, Mark Reichert, was very Nah, you don't stand a chance of the Older Americans Act. Don't do it. But we may just surprise Mr. Riker, because we're starting to get some traction in different places. And, you know, it's an uphill battle for us. We you know, start a long way out of the field. But, you know, we're gaining on the front runners. And so if you have any opportunity to talk with anyone, if you're going to be part of our folks that may want to deal with the ACB legislative imperatives through your local congressman and whatnot, I urge you to also remember to discuss the Older Americans Act. We can send you information on it that lays out what we want to put into that act. And I'd only end by saying we have gotten the notice of people like Chris Rogers at AFB and Mark Reichert and others. They're starting to see that we're not just fooling around here. You know, they didn't really want us to fully go after this like we decided to do, but we're making some headway, and we're, you know, people are starting to sit up and, oh, look what they're doing over there. So I'm kind of proud of the effort that people have been putting in. And I know I've gone a little too long, and so I'm going to shut up. But I think it's been a really good effort. So that's what AAVL is doing. And hopefully we in California can really help in that regard.
Jeff, this is Christy. And yes, we need to be bulldogs. And we need to be to say, I'm sick and tired of not being heard. And I'm not going to take it lying down. I'm going to stand up and act. And you know that we've done that with our paratransit. Yeah. But I also have a question for you. When is the call for the Californians to get on the bandwagon to start working with our legislators on this stuff?
Monday night.
6:30. It is this Monday night. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I knew something. At 6:30?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. I knew there was something happening, and I'm like, wait, it's not, because the candidates forum is the next Monday. So I was like, oh, okay, gotcha.
Where is that listed? Monday night, where's that? How do we check into that? What is the link is the same that we
is Regina on?
No, I don't think so. No, I know that's been going around. I don't know if it was posted to the CAAVL list, but I know it's sitting in my inbox.
It's been going around.
I saw it once.
I can forward it.
It has.
I
saw
it
today. It's the same link for all of the different programs.
Right.
Oh, that link.
Except for the board meeting, it was different.
Well, this is not a convention activity.
No.
Not per se. So I don't mail back out to the list.
So check. So look for your in your email inbox for an announcement about this meeting on Monday.
Monday, okay.
I saw it.
I know
once.
It's been on a lot of lists, and I couldn't remember if it had been in the CAAVL.
And if you talk to people, urge them to come.
I will.
But I'll mail it out. Yeah.
But I don't think
first thing
it was
in the morning, no later than that.
I don't think it was in the connection either.
I don't.
I mean the happening. I'm sorry.
The happening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to do something about that.
Jeff, I have a question.
Make a motion.
Have you thought of approaching NPR or the Washington Post or the New York Times with this?
Yeah.
Because I think that's what the AAVL ought to do.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, we're not going to get anywhere. The public doesn't know. The media doesn't know. And like I said about paratransit here in California, it's the same, or throughout the nation, it's the same thing. We have not used the media and the public to our advantage. I just talked to people the other day, and we were talking about the Older Americans Act. And I said, it does not contain references to blind people, people with low vision, people who are losing their vision. And people, and I talked to people in our Senior Services Coalition in Alameda County, and they were surprised. So, and they even said, have you gone to the media?
Yeah.
So I think that's really a possibility. And you've written some really good articles, all of you in AAVL. Mm-hmm. And I think with the material that you have, I think that they would go for it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea. I don't necessarily have any connections at either of those.
No, I know.
Worldly.
No, I know. But
we do need to publicize this. I totally agree.
ACB probably does.
Yeah, they probably do.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, I'm trying to get more contacts from that Claire may have. So, we'll work through that to see what.
And the other thing I just want to say is that whenever I talk to people around here about senior issues, they are all surprised that we're not included. And it's just really interesting. People really don't know. Even within the master plan on aging, I think that we've been really ignored, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And I'm very concerned about that.
You think or you know? I know.
I know.
Question.
No, I mean, we're really being ignored at every turn. And people aren't mean. They're not cruel. But they don't understand. And there's a blockage somewhere. And I'm trying to figure out why and where and what's going on.
Well, when you have a paid lobbyist to do, and someone who do the clerical work and all
that's right.
You are so much more ahead of the game. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Margie's been trying to talk.
Sorry, Margie.
Sorry, Margie.
Go ahead, Margie.
I have a request and I want to talk about this. There are points in this meeting where several people talked at once. That's really hard for me. So if the mm-hmms and all that could stay on mute, that'd be really great. But I want to talk about this. Jeff, please do send me whatever you have. And I want to remind everyone of something. As we go to our legislative representatives, our congressional reps, there's a large budget established every year through the Department of Veterans Affairs for blind rehab. And that population is way smaller than the elderly blind population of people who are not veterans. And our needs are exactly the same.
Yeah.
And maybe our congressional reps will understand that. That if we can do this for vets, why not do it for non-vets? The needs are the same to remain in our homes living independently. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. And I hope that, I don't know, historically it hasn't been the case too much, but I hope the fact that ACV and VVA are having essentially simultaneous conventions at the same location, I hope this will bring about more of an alliance on some of these issues over time. It's not going to happen immediately, but they are a group that we really need to tap into, and we can help them as well. So very good point.
And Nelly joined us.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Nelly.
Anyway, I'm done.
Jeff, this is Livy. I have a question.
Go ahead, Livy.
How can you, because I have done this leadership thing before. I did it a couple years ago or more. How do we get on that committee or bandwagon or the leadership seminar? Because I've been looking for that, and I don't know if I missed it or it has.
It was in the dots and dashes several times in terms of registering. So
yeah. Okay.
It was, it was definitely out there.
Yep.
I must have missed it somehow. So, okay. Can we still register to do that if we want to, or is that
all? No, it's over.
Just registering for the conference we had. That's right.
But you can work within California on our call on Monday if you so choose.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Well, thanks, Jeff. That's an excellent report.
And Jeff, do you know when the seminar is going to be next year, or where it's going to be? I'm asking because I have a Washington D.C. Hilton 7-day vacation thing, and I'm thinking if I can go to the seminar and use that.
Yeah. No, but I suspect it will be very close to the same time, and it will be in D.C. I think we're starting to realize that appointments in D.C. are coming back. I can't believe how crowded it was. It was like days of old again. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that Zoom appointments are going to die out completely, but I think we're going to have to somehow readjust to the old normal. Poor problem being we don't have as much money to throw around either of our own for CCB, or, you know, just for the cost of the increased cost of getting back there. But having said all that, I think we're going to have to figure out a way to deal with it. And that's, but that's a lengthy discussion for another time.
I just wanted to add that I wanted to add one thing, and that is about in-person versus Zoom. So in-person is far more effective, especially when it comes to relating to sighted people, and you're right there, you know, you're not distracted, you know. In Zoom, you could be doing five other things and all that stuff. So I think, you know, I mean, this sounds, you know, kind of simplistic, but the blind person right in front of you, okay, you have to communicate, have to focus in. And so it's good to know that it's going to be about the same time, so that we can say, those of us that want to go, we can save starting now, if we the budget or whatever, in order to do that. But I like it, that this in-person idea.
That's the best way.
And how much did it cost? Because, you know, it sneaks up. We don't know who's going. And then all of a sudden it's here. And so, like, how much does it cost generally? How much should we budget?
A ballpark.
Well, what was it, Steve? My roommate and I, $129 per night, I think.
No, it was $149 per night.
$149, okay.
Wasn't that with the tax, though?
Yeah, no, that was plus tax.
Oh, okay.
Basically, thanks. You know, ballpark for five nights and meals and all that kind of good stuff. What, Jeff, I think it was like $1,150 between the two of us. So, you know, six or, you know, it's five something a piece. And then, you know, whatever your airfare ticket is back there. Mm-hmm. And I think it was $40 to sign up for the I'm thinking of CCBs. What was the registration?
I think it was $95, but that included two lunches.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's okay.
And the problem is going to be with Zoom, I think, that these people are now not working from home anymore. They're working in their offices.
Yeah.
And so people are going to, you know, line up for appointments and come into the offices. They don't have that just alone time to sort of schedule a Zoom thing and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it doesn't lend itself to Zoom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we should make a campaign to get Californians to DC.
Amen.
Whatever we need to do, we need to say, look, and if you fundraise, you're fundraising for your own trip. You're not fundraising for nonprofit.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, no, you can fundraise for yourself to go.
That's what high school kids do, to fundraise to go back to Washington, D.C.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can seek a grant from a Lions Club or a Rotary Club.
I was just
going to
say that,
like
get the Lions Club.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Good idea.
All right, thanks, Jeff. And now we move on to other committees. I penciled in membership because Christy usually has some great information to share.
But I don't this time.
Not this time. Okay, no problem. You do
we
have
just,
a meeting coming up.
You know, soon. Yeah. But we've had you know, I contacted membership. I contacted people. And I know there were several people that didn't join from California this year, but you know, the numbers are either gone or they said they didn't say anything, or like they say they're going to and then they don't call. And I know we need to reach out from other. So like,
Estimate 14 has left the meeting.
So like, where is your wife? I cajoled my husband to be on this call.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if they don't, we need to join them. If they're not, if they say, and they don't really make a deal, then we need to join them. And, you know, we need to have a good membership. The more members we have, it also helps AAVL. And actually, AAVL is who called to our attention the number of members that we didn't have from California.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, can we get a list of senior citizen centers? We can't cover them all, but certainly this board and people here could pick one and mentor.
Yeah,
I know I can do one. I can't do 15.
Right. One. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And but I don't know where they are. I don't. You just Google it. Senior citizens in San Fernando Valley, I guess. But that's where you're going to get out of the box a little bit, you know. And
well, and the thing is, the thing is to go there in person. And it's really tough.
Like a presentation. Yes.
But it's really tough for blind folks to. I was going to make a presentation at my cousin's senior community. Mm-hmm. And the people that were wanting it backed out at the last minute. So, you know, it's kind of stuff like that. They want to hear it, but they don't really want to hear it because, you know, denial is a big river.
Yeah, they're denying. Yeah.
Larry.
Larry, yes.
My goal, because the last 3 years that I've worked for ACB, they didn't actually need me to do anything from a work perspective while I was there. So I didn't go. Now, I wound up working anyway because I streamed stuff, Spanish, whatever it was that they needed. My goal next year, whether they need me or not, is to go in person because that's how you network. That's how you get involved. And it's like going to an ACB convention. If you don't know what it's all about, if you can afford it, you need to go to find out what it's all about.
Exactly.
So my goal is next year is to go to leadership, whether I'm working for ACB or not, and I probably will be.
This is David. I think, Larry, you've hit on a really important part of what we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. And I think that we should consider a coalition of members of CCB going to this legislative seminar. Because frankly, you're right. That's where the action is.
Exactly.
And if you can afford to go, go. And even if you can't afford to go, you can still contact your local, your state local folks to talk about what we've been dealing with here today. But I do think this is a real goal. And I want to go back because, like I said, that's where the action is. That's how you get stuff done.
Margie.
Yes, Margie.
Being realistic and thinking that it probably costs about $1,200 to $1,500 for the legislative seminar per person, full expenses. And then we have a state CCB convention and we have a national convention. There is no reason why those of us that cannot go for whatever reason cannot make contact, get all the documents, which have been put out there over and over again. There's no reason why we cannot pick up the phone, make an appointment, even if it's a phone appointment. If you can't get to your local office, I know where Kylie's office is, I cannot get to. But even if it's a phone appointment with an aide, make an appointment and do your part from this end. Frankly, I think it's often more effective to do it from your home community because so many people go through the Capitol, so many people go through the DC offices, but when we're speaking with them from our homes, we get better attention is my experience. So if people can't afford to go, then do it from this end at home. They have home offices.
And if you can go, if you can go to their home office, I'm really happy about who we have as, we have Pete Aguilar and I know I really connected with him because his grandfather ran the BEP location in San Bernardino.
San Bernardino.
And
San
so Bernardino, he, yeah. so he worked it. He was 13 and he was working with his grandfather.
Oh,
wow. So he knows.
This is David, and I want to say the experience that I've had with Barbara Lee over the years is that if we go to the district office, they know you, and they'll say, okay, we'll contact you, or we'll have Congresswoman Lee contact you when she has town halls in the area.
Yeah.
And it works a lot.
Yes.
It's been very, very effective. I'm not saying we shouldn't go to the D.C. offices, because I do that, too. But they know you in the district office if you get to, you know, talk to them and talk about issues that you're concerned about, and that you make sure that you talk to the district person who is dealing with your, you know, particular subject,
right,
as well. And it works.
And that's what Monday is partly okay. about. Is
oh, okay. good. District Excellent. Offices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. All right. Do we have any other committee reports at this time?
This is David. I don't have a big report. I've been trying to reach out to people to urge them and work with them to write articles for the Hourglass and for the CCB, for the BC. I think it's important to have articles in both.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking with Maureen Schultz because she has got lots of connections, but she's mm-hmm. very busy, having worked in this, you know, with seniors for so many years in Alameda County here. I'm also reached out to the Wendy Peters, who's in charge of our senior services connection in Alameda County, because I'm trying to see if maybe they might have. She's very open-minded and very interested in working with us, and she understands our concerns. And I'm trying to find if she has some ideas for articles that they might want, so that we can publicize our issues more widely in our county and throughout the state. And we still have to decide if we want to produce a newsletter, if we want to continue trying to get more articles in the BC and perhaps the Hourglass and other, and the forum as well.
Thank Mr. you, President, Dobby. Just
can
got
I
it.
Follow up on Frank's, I mean, yeah. on David's Dobby. Comment just really quick.
Okay, sure.
It's also, I learned the May issue of the forum is
oh, that's right.
dedicated to seniors and senior oh. issues. And the uh-huh. deadline is yeah. March 25th. And I know
oh
I'm going to try to write
yeah,
something.
I just found
oh
out.
I don't usually write something for those magazines, except for like our governmental affairs stuff. But mm-hmm. every once in a while, I want to, you know, take a yeah. little shot at real writing. So I might write. So anyway, I urge people,
Jeff,
if they have the thought in their head to.
Who do we send it to? Can you send that
Sharon
out to Lovering. Us?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sharon?
No, yeah.
Flovering at acb.org.
Okay, yep. thank you. Got it.
Lovering.
Yeah, right. gotcha.
Slovering.
Slovering.
She's great. Yeah, great.
I've never yeah, said that to her, by the way, purposely.
Slovering.
Slovering.
It doesn't say slovering. It says
you
slovering.
You probably shouldn't, as yeah. a colleague.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. yeah. I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
We get along too well. I wouldn't want to stop that.
No. So I, in closing, I'd like to know what people would like, because I never really got I've never gotten any very much feedback as to what people would prefer. It seems to me, I don't know.
Margie has a preference.
Okay, Margie.
I don't think we need to extend our limited resources in developing our own newsletter. I think we need to continue putting things in the BC where we have a lot of older people that are not a part of this organization and contributing to the Hourglass.
Okay. Very yep. good. I'm just concerned because I know the Guide Dog affiliate has their own periodical.
Yeah, and it's gone.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, because I was a little jealous about they
no,
were able to do
gone.
That. But I think I agree with Margie, but I know there are some people who've contacted me and said, why don't we have a newsletter? But I it's very ambitious. I'm not
are those
saying
people
that we,
here then, today?
No, they're not.
We do. It's called the Hourglass.
Risk of crosstalk. What yeah. do we hand out at senior citizen centers? And if it's not a newsletter, if it's not something, what happened to the brochure we were working
that,
on? Can I answer that?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't Jeez. Know. I'm honestly asking it.
Yeah, I will answer that. Since I did one at one of our Area on Aging.
Okay.
I was emailed copy of the brochure. I printed that out in large print. You know, what I really focused on is resources for blindness. And perfect one right now is our medication labeling. Many of our seniors go into, there's two areas that I focus on. Many of our seniors go into assisted living because they can't manage their medication because they're yeah. going through sight loss. Mm-hmm. And that there's no reason that they need to stay, that they need to be taken out of their homes if they have accessible meds. And I came up with a list of places that do accessible meds. And I can help you with that, Bob, if you want.
Thank you.
Sure. I also talked about low vision aids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most yeah. seniors out there in the real world don't know anything about low vision aids, other than glasses you buy at CVS or maybe a handheld magnifier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That don't work.
I talked about low vision exams, and where in this area a low vision exam could be gotten. A couple of resources. And how that's different than the ophthalmological exam.
Right.
Those are kind of the things I focus on. Then I brought it back around to who we are and what we do.
Maybe we're looking for a resource booklet that doesn't cost to compile resources. I know Vivian did that with one group we had. And, you know, that's what I'd want to know if I were newly blind. I don't want to talk about blindness necessarily, but where's the library? I get calls like this from Helping Hands for the Blind. It's so sad. The homeless blind, a lot of there are homeless blind guys.
Yes, there are.
A lot.
That's a good idea.
They don't know what to do, and I don't either. Yeah. Where do I refer them?
Right.
You know, there's actually a lot of resource books. There's a lot that's been written on this.
Well, then we should get them and compile.
Yeah, we don't need to reinvent the wheel.
No, we don't.
Well, let's get one that we can use then. We'll get it brailled or whatever.
Well, most of our people don't read braille that's older.
Okay, large print. I don't care. Well, I'd contribute to that, large print. You know.
A lot of it is also knowing.
We have to pick one. If you say there's so many, then get an amalgamation of them. So, you know, this guy has this. And I don't know where you go give a low vision exam. The Center for the Partially Sighted closed.
Well, that's what I was going to say. One of the things is familiarizing ourselves with our resources in our area. Mm-hmm. I think, at least from my perspective, it's overwhelming to give them a national book or a statewide book.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, absolutely.
No, that, county book, if you're,
you know. I know in my area where you can get low vision exams, and maybe that's something that could take place this year, is that we could educate ourselves as to what's available in our area. And you know, we have just off the top of my head, we have CVS, we have Walmart. We have Caremark. We have, those are the three that I'm thinking of right off the top of my head
Rite Aid.
Walgreens is dying. Rite Aid. Does Rite Aid have large print bottles?
Wait, who's dying? Who's dying?
Walgreens.
Oh, they are? Walgreens. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah. A bunch of them
are they?
Closed. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Walgreens, they're negotiating to try and refurbish their program, but right now it's not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're going away.
Okay.
Yeah, they've closed their stores in this town.
I wonder.
They have in Berkeley, several in Berkeley as well.
I wonder what.
So again, let's not get sidetracked.
Yes, right. Let's stay focused.
And the focus is accessible medications.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have accessible medication, I took in my Script Talk reader. I took in my standalone one. I took in my CVS standalone one. And I have the standalones for this very purpose, you know. And then, you know, I don't have large print, but I showed them that my bottle had Braille on it, you know. Even if you don't have the resource for their particular prescription, showing and telling means a lot. I got a lot of positive feedback.
Is it a senior center where you presented?
No, this was an area on aging.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, it's a council on aging. Council on Aging for El Dorado County.
Excellent.
And so you presented to the staff?
Yes, that go out and serve all these people.
Right. Okay.
And how, you know, they disseminate a lot of information through Meals on Wheels. And how are we making that available to our people that get Meals on Wheels that have vision problems? How do you guys know these people have vision problems? Are you having the drivers read them to them? Are you contacting these people? Those are the discussions you want to have when you're if you're talking to a group of professionals. I think our biggest bang for the buck is the professionals.
Yeah.
I agree, Margie. Because like with our Meals on Wheels, nothing is accessible. And I'm working with our senior coalition to see what we can do about it. And I think you're absolutely right.
Print it out in 18 That's point, right. 20 and, point. Yep. It's not
That's
hard.
Right.
Every AAA has an advisory council, and we need to try and get on them. I was just working toward getting on to mine. I took the first step the other day, and we all need to do that.
Yep.
You know, I've always had a trouble with San Bernardino County. It's such a huge county. I don't know San Bernardino County resources. And it's not like you can go into the telephone book.
Contact Peter.
You've got to be kidding. You're well, not. You know what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You know, Peter's not the best when it, I'm going to say that
no,
myself.
He's not.
But he has some resources, and whatever you can get from him will be helpful.
Yeah. And he has the connections, whether yes, you like does. It or not, Christy.
Yeah. He does for Riverside County.
I'm sorry. Peter, what?
Yeah.
Benavides.
But he can get, he knows how to network and turn you on yes, to things does. If you
That's
want
important.
To. What about now, I know you got to put up with it, but it's true. He's got it.
Absolutely. You don't have to like people. You have to use them.
Nope.
That's right. No, that's you want to be militant. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, anyway, should we move on?
Yeah.
I have a quick question. What about the role? I'm sorry. Of the ADRC, the Adult Disability Resource Center or Connection, whatever
it
it's called.
It really depends on your area. The one in Marin is really good. I understand the one in Sacramento has gotten a lot better. So some of them really embrace the non-core partners like OIB agencies and other things like that, and some of them don't. So I was very disappointed. I was on the ADRC advisory committee and got off, but I understand things in certain areas. Well, like Dale McIntosh is pretty darn good because, of course, they, you know, blind people is what they do. And they are also an ADRC. So it really depends.
Okay.
And get people from your area on aging. I mean, some of your chapter presidents, those are good speakers. And that's a good tie-in to start to bridge that gap in your own local home chapters.
And the beauty about that, if we do have speakers, is that maybe that'll pull in some people and maybe they'll be motivated, you know, in their area. There's so many different cities and counties and all the different, you know, what do you call it? Senior citizen places and blah, blah, blah. You know, that, I think if we have some kind of something that everybody can relate to, I think what's missing is, in terms of your everyday member, okay, in terms of this our group here, what are we doing to get them to show up? You know, what's something that they can relate to and be enthusiastic about and maybe get involved? Because right now we talk about these things, it's kind of a far, we all understand what we're talking about today, but somebody else that's occasionally that comes, we want to do something for them too. So we kind of need that balance between reaching out on the professional level plus tapping into, hey, where do you go if you want this nut? You know, something very basic. I don't know what to call it, you guys, but I'd love to see something like that also.
That's excellent. I want to say this before I forget. Have a senior moment. What I want is now reach me. How do I get on Medi-Cal? Why did I have to be on the phone for 6 hours? And then they told me, no, I said, I don't have a reader to get in on time. Too bad. You know, that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, what are the nuts and bolts? Talk to the member, you know, deal, you know, I know we can get directors. They talk good. We let's start with rehab. You hear it and you think, boy, there's no problems with rehab. But you want to hear, excuse me, I'm almost done. I want the nuts and bolts as a citizen here. How do I get on Medi-Cal? What about Social Security? Somebody told one of our people, you must come down. You have to come down. No, I'm hearing now with applications over the phone, you can get a lot done. This person cannot. They're bedridden. Yeah. How the hell? Mm-hmm. I mean, how are they going to come down to Social Security?
Right, right.
I want nuts and bolts, guys. I'm tired of these directors who say how great they are and then
Yeah.
You never hear from them.
And the reason that they say that is simply because they're looking at it from a sighted perspective.
Right. That's exactly. Right, Larry. Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely.
Sighted in an able-bodied perspective.
Right, exactly. Ed Pressman here. Let him talk about rehab. He wrote a beautiful article in the BC. I still don't like rehab, Ed, but that's okay.
Oh, Paul.
You wrote a beautiful article.
This is Margie, and I want to ask ourselves something. Okay. And I don't want to get into a big, long discussion, but this is rhetorical. I'm going to ask a question and tell you what I did. How many of us are hanging out at blindness agencies versus our local senior center? And both. That's part of the problem is we are not integrating ourselves into our local senior center. Unfortunately, COVID came along. They were going to be offering, I can't remember what it was, some kind of exercise class. Mm-hmm. I contacted the senior center. I actually spoke with the rec therapist that was going to be teaching it. Then COVID came along, so it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But we need to go participate outside of our own comfort zone into our senior center in a class and let them see us too.
We have to be visible.
This is Connie. This is Connie, and I haven't said
discussion, but I'll tell you, Braille.
Wait, one at a time, because I know what she's going to say, and I want to hear it.
People are coming at the floor.
I agree in theory, but I'm telling you, Braille,
hold on.
May I speak?
Okay. Go ahead, Connie.
I am happy to report, Margie, that what you're saying is not totally true.
I know, not with you.
Well, you know, it's a start. We have a senior center here in South Sacramento, and it was originally called Asian Community Center, ACC, but they've changed the name to a Community of Caring. Because they work with other people besides Asian people. They have a wellness and lifelong learning program with classes, and they have collaborated with Sacramento Society for the Blind, plus our local chapter, ACB Capital Chapter CCB. And they have been wonderful. An example, I wanted to take this moving on exercise class, which is basically a dance aerobics class.
Mm-hmm.
Coordinator Danny Lee connected me with the instructor by email, and I started off meeting with him on Zoom because I have one of those free, you know, 45-minute Zoom accounts. Uh-huh. And he showed me the routines, made sure I was doing them correctly. Then I started coming to classes. I get there 15 minutes early because they have their own rides program. So I take ACC rides there and home again. So that gives me another alternative besides paratransit. Mm-hmm. And he's wonderful about, okay, this is what we're going to be doing today. And he goes through the moves with me, and then I can follow. Some of us have gone on walks with their senior escort volunteers because it makes us feel safer. So we get out of the house. Mm-hmm. We're visible in our neighborhood. We have someone to walk with. We just feel safer. And then some of us go to a game day for blind and visually impaired people once a month. Where we get to hit a baseball, hit a golf club, you know, throw frisbees and all that, play cornhole. So I know it's not true everywhere, but it's true here. And I think that ACC can set a precedent for other senior centers.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a start.
Yeah, I'm scared to go to mine.
Make an appointment with the director and sit down and talk to the director is what I would suggest.
I will only say, Connie, the last time I went to Braille Institute to get mobility during COVID, granted, I wanted some work around my neighborhood, I had to sign a form exempting them from any lawsuits, anything of this nature, that if I tripped on a banana peel, I didn't even think of suing anybody. But you couldn't get anything unless you signed a total exemption for them. I said, forget it. And some of those guys are very condescending. Thank you.
You know what? That's true at ACC. If you take a class, like an exercise class,
they all do that.
Any kind of class, they all fill out a liability form.
It's a liability. That's standard procedure.
Yes.
That's
Can Nikki true. Make a comment?
Nikki, okay. Go ahead.
When my dad was taking Med Sam to the lighthouse, they told him he had to sign a waiver. And but I heard it from my attorney that if anything happened to him, we could still sue the pants.
Yeah, that's what my lawyer told me.
But when he almost, they didn't tie him down properly. one time, and he almost the wheelchair almost fell over because he was in the nursing home at the time. So I just took him off MedSan, and we started going paratransit because I didn't trust those guys anymore. And the paratransit guy, the first time I was on there, he tied my dad down like a brick shit house. Let me tell you, there was no way he was going anywhere. And he also gave me a separate seatbelt for him. So thank you so much.
Okay.
Frank, it's David. Yes, I just want to say that the South Berkeley Senior Center, as opposed to our North Berkeley Senior Center, which is the largest, the South Berkeley Senior Center is very welcoming. And I spoke to them a few weeks ago. They're very interested in having more blind people come, and they would like to work with us. And I just think if they're willing to do it and they're willing to work with us, then let's do it. Let's go for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's very important to approach them and talk to them. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks.
Right.
You know,
Who's that?
Is that that's Libby. I noticed when I contacted our agency on aging, this has been several years ago, all they did was, well, we've got Valley Center for the Blind, contact them. And that's the only thing they told me. And I already knew about VCB because I was a client taking computer classes there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's you, like, you that's what anyway. They did.
You go anyway, sweetheart. You just show up. And say, I'm here, I want to participate and advocate for yourself.
So I'd have to find out where the senior center is that has these exercise classes.
Yeah.
Just find your local senior center. And
I have two of them.
Call them and ask them their schedule of events.
Okay, yeah, I'll scope it out.
Ask them to email them. Tell them you're blind and you need it emailed.
Libby, Valley Center has so many great relationships with others in your area. Yeah, ask them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're one of the best.
Because Jamie, our chapter president, she works there. And so does Matt, our vice president.
Yeah.
So I'll get on the horn to them. And they can come up with or let me know. Thank you, Jay.
You know who else you can call? You can call your local library and ask the reference librarian.
For senior citizens groups.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
Another idea too.
This is David. And some libraries actually do have programs for seniors.
Right.
They do, yeah.
Some have yoga programs. Others they may have programs where you get out into the community. There's a lot of stuff that the library has that I think people such as ourselves should look at. There are a lot of resources out there.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And we're having a good discussion. But before we finish here, first, do we have other items of business, either old business or new business, that we need to bring up at this time before we finish up tonight?
No, is everybody registered for the convention? That's all I ask.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Libby, did you register?
2 hours in.
Yep.
Libby, you need to call on right Nicole now. On Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's on my 22nd is the deadline.
Correct. Yeah, you got to get in.
22nd.
Okay. I'll do that on Monday.
So the deadline is Friday. So
that's on my to-do list.
Time is OCS's.
Can you send out who's the chairs of these different committees and the ones that you are focusing on, you know, at this time? I mean, for the general membership, you know,
Yes. Yes.
And maybe I know we had a blurb of what we do.
I will get something out. Yeah.
Margie.
Yes, Margie.
It might be good to do, and you know, I'm always one that says, what are we doing for our members? It might be good to do sometime later this year a program on senior centers and integrating. And
that'd be great.
Would be a great speaker, right, Connie?
Who would be? Oh, ACC?
ACC.
ACC should be there.
And maybe if...
ACC would do it anytime. They are very eager to do outreach.
They come to our chapter meetings. And...
Yeah,
but,
very eager.
But maybe we can see if there's anyone else who's really having a lot of good experience and get a panel. I'd like to see a panel.
Great idea.
Of different areas.
So I want to be on the panel because I both, like at the YMCA, I both taught there and also have helped people, you know, sign up was visually impaired in my class. So I have perspectives that
way. Great program idea.
It's wonderful.
I could definitely, you know, contribute and provide a list of points, bullet points, you know, in terms of going out there. And
very good.
Oh, gosh, what Frank. Do? I want to go there.
Yes. Yes, Larry.
At the risk of being stupid. Because I just gave up being secretary.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have the contacts.
No,
I'm going to take these minutes and I'm going to do them, but I will be chatting with you soon.
Yeah.
But at the risk of, because I don't have the contacts, but if I can help facilitate, because we need a chair for program.
Yes.
If this is going to happen next year, if I can get Jeff to help me, and maybe Bob and whomever else wants to help.
Absolutely.
I'd be willing to at least share it, to push it forward. I don't have the contacts that you guys have, but I could work my butt off to make sure that it happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent.
Yay. I'm happy to get that's back. And,
I hope you will forget what I just said, Frank, but I don't think you will.
I appreciate that.
It's on the recording.
I'm happy to it's on the recording.
It won't be when I get the minutes done.
Gotcha, Larry.
Give him heck, Larry.
And this is Connie. I would love to help with that.
Right.
I would really like to help.
Was that Connie?
Yeah.
I'm writing it down.
You
cannot renege.
I want to be on that.
Vivian. Oh, Vivian. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
I have a conflict, so I have to... probably by the time I get back, I won't be able to get back on. It'll probably be over.
So, okay, no problem. We're almost done.
Almost done. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. And
left the meeting.
So I think we've last call for business, and then I will we'll do news and announcements. So I have two announcement items. One. We've already covered, and that's that we need to register for the CCB convention. Also, again, remember that the program session that we talked about doing next tomorrow has been canceled. So so you have your evening back tomorrow.
AAVL meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
Four
Eastern, one Pacific.
That's right. There is
Wait. It's at one Pacific?
Yes, it's four Eastern, one Pacific.
Oh, no.
Really? Oh,
I thought it was
right in the middle of another meeting I'm in. So.
No. Oh, yeah. No. I was going to go to Kathy Schmidt's meeting. I'm sorry.
I know.
Me too.
I'm going to her meeting.
I'm going to her meeting too.
I'm
going
to have to listen to it later.
Yeah. Oh,
I will miss it, unfortunately.
Is that a board meeting tomorrow? AAVL?
It's the AAVL board meeting, yes.
It's not a business. It's a board meeting. It's just a board meeting.
And one person will talk at a time.
Sorry. Sorry about that, Margie.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, the meeting tomorrow is the AAVL monthly board meeting.
Okay.
Why did they put it at 1?
Yeah. Because they wanted more people to join. They didn't know CCB was doing a pre-convention thing.
Right.
I was going there at 4 tomorrow. Okay.
I'm going to Kathy's meeting too.
Yeah, I can't make it, but I will listen to it later.
And everybody who missed the birding by ear, you guys missed a treasure treat this morning.
Oh.
She had a very small group of us, and I'm really sorry because it was excellent.
Good. Susan.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the recording on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we had our chapter meeting this morning.
I made sure to ask for the recording. Yeah. I wanted very much to be in that meeting, but because of a conflict, I missed it. So I made sure that I had reached out to Susan to ask about the recording and to share on the recording the resources. So I'm really looking forward to this.
And Reese Diamond had a discussion about untangling terminology about vision. And we had a very good, it was also extremely small, but we had a good conversation. And I'm hoping that you all will listen to that. And it's some really interesting things to think about. Right, Margie?
She left.
That's right.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, there
it wasn't Margie. It was Nikki. It was Nikki, Nikki, Kathy,
Reese,
me, Ed, and Phil. That's it.
And oh, that's right. Five or six. Yeah. Okay, so you're saying the 3 p.m. CAAVL meeting tomorrow afternoon has been canceled. Is that correct?
Yes.
3 p.m. San Francisco. Okay. That's right. This is CCB. I don't have to worry about New York time. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get so confused. I'll tell you, my brain is getting the only one. More and more.
All right. Thank you all.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we done?